intelligence agencies and foreign governments said privately that the report will be used by extremists to incite violence. Mike Rogers said the violence is likely to cost lives. The document dubbed the torture report deals with CIA's interrogation methods and use of torture during Bush administration's so-called war on terror. The warning was also issued by Secretary of State John Kerry. He told the Senate Intelligence Committee that the report could spark new violence in the Middle East and endanger U.S. hostages there. Well, for more on that story, we're joined by columnist of Veterans Today, Mr. Steve Webb, who's with us from Kansas City. Mr. Webb, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
This torture report, soon to be released by the Senate, has faced much resistance and criticism. Tell us more about the ramifications of this report. And is national security and overseas violence really what the U.S. intelligence agencies are worried about?
No, it isn't. And it's Stu Webb instead of Steve. That is not the problem. That's okay. It's not the problem about releasing this report. This report has been basically released before. What we have is a Zion dual citizen, Mike Rogers, Senator Rogers, with Israel.
And this is a Zion problem because they're trying us out late again and put this all up in everybody's face about the torture with the CIA. It was wrong. What America did underneath the George W. Bush administration and with Darth Vader, Dick Cheney in charge, it was just bizarre what happened. Now these people, these men, Bush, Cheney, Gonzalez, Rumsfeld, and others have been charged in international court in The Hague on international war crimes. And they've been found guilty. They've been indicted, or not found guilty, but indicted. And there's a red notice out on them. That means that they leave the United States and they're caught someplace. Other countries can pick them up and drag them back to The Hague. That's over those. This report that's just recently been released. All that this is a cover by Israeli Zionist Senator, U.S. Senator Mike Rogers, a dual citizen, and John McCain pushing it, who's a dual citizen to Israel, pushing this for the purpose of getting the heat off of Israel and Bibi Netanyahu, because of the international court wanted to try him over these roughly, 2,000 Palestinians in the past few months that were executed in Palestine for no reason. This is what it's about, because the international court said that they were going to try him. Suddenly they get a bunch of threats over there at the international court, and now they've shut up and saying that they can't take this on, it costs too much for them. This report's nothing but a cover for that. It's part of this Senate that the United States government has. That's a bunch of criminals and dual citizens. We would like to remove them over here, the American people, but we can't get them out of seated of power because we got the Israeli government and this Jewish organized crime syndicate tied to the Bush crime syndicate in charge here. We wouldn't have such bogus stuff coming out in the press if it wasn't for our controlled press that we have as well. So this is not going to cause a problem over in the Middle East, releasing this report. It basically reads the same thing, from my understanding, as what previous reports have said. Remember, folks, these people have been tried in international court.
Let me jump in there. There's another question, sir.
Yes.
About the torture methods of the CIA, you just said that what happened under the administration of George W. Bush was wrong. It was bizarre. It crossed many lines. Another fact of the issue that's more perplexing is that they made it legal.
Well, they made it legal. Under our laws in America, it wasn't legal. Under the international laws, it wasn't legal. It's because of the writings of these attorneys, particularly Gonzalez, the attorney general at the time, and the Bush lawyers inside the White House, and Scooter Libby and others who were all involved in this, Cheney's attorney. They're the ones that have been indicted, by the way, in international court. And this indictment came from professor of the University of Illinois, Boyles, that took it to international court and got the indictments. It took him nearly 4.5 years to get those indictments. He could not get those indictments here in the United States. We have a problem here. It's the Justice Department. Ever since 1981, they've had nothing but obstructors at the Attorney General's office. They've been part of this organized Zionist crime syndicate that's controlling our country with the Bushes. And Eric Holder's no different. Look at him. He didn't prosecute the bankers to put the whole world in economic harm with these illegal derivatives backed by these illegal mortgages that, that had no houses to back them. And he gets a $70 billion a year job with J.P. Morgan. He's going to be taking it on. That's his payoff. This is a perfect example. And we don't have, and you know, I heard you talking about on the previous program how they're calling it a racial issue over here in America of the shooting of the people in the streets.
No,
white
sir,
people are getting shot also. It isn't a racial issue. It's that we don't have a Justice Department any longer. It's a criminal cabal. And we don't have a Congress or
Veterans
Senate.
Veterans Day columnist Mr. Stu Webb joining us from Kansas City. Your comments are much appreciated, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Intelligence agencies and foreign governments.